Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. I was getting situated.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
No? What did you think I was going to say?
Wrecked on absinthe.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
I almost ran out of gas again.
What?
Yep.
How do you almost run out of gas?
Well, the fuel I had in my car expired.
Like, went bad? Like,
no.
Milk?
Yeah, I mean, if bad in the sense that I can't use it because it's already been burned, yes.
it's been expended.
Yeah, the right. Car doesn't have a low fuel light, nor does it beep at you or call you names.
It has a meter, though, right? You realize that it's not binary. Like, can go, green light, red light. Oh boy, you need to make an embarrassing phone call.
That's racist.
What is green and red?
Yes. It makes no useful color.
What about black and yellow?
That makes a nice song.
it's a good song. But my old car, I used to almost run out of gas in that a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it just comes up and it has this nice little like thing in the and where your mileage reads, and it says if you push it long enough, it says 0 miles to end of fuel.
That's okay.
Fucking liar, because I was still moving.
Oh, right. Well, you can coast. It doesn't put school bus air brakes.
I was a mile from my exit, so I threw it into neutral and coasted to the stop sign.
You Flintstoned it. Does the Fusion have a Flintstone lever?
Yeah, I call it hyper-dumbing.
Drops the floor out. Hyper what?
Hyper-dumbing.
Oh, like hyper-miling?
Yeah, like that.
La-dumbing. I don't understand dumbing.
La-dumbing?
La-dumbing?
I thought that's what you said.
No. A Flintstone lever.
So this episode will air on the 9th of April?
Yes, April 9th.
April 9th. We might be in the middle of nuclear apocalypse.
Ooh, really?
By then. Yeah, because the, you know, North Korea is.
Well, yeah, any second now. The middle of this episode, we're just going to be like, oh, man, crotches. It took out the Midwest for our corn reserves. Said, if we can't
I'm
have
pretty
food,
sure
you
that
can't
somebody,
have food.
Somebody made a song called Song for the End of the World.
Oh, I'm sure. That's, I mean, the end of the world. It's like every piece of media is about the end of the world.
Not really.
Well, it just
sometimes they're about lollipops and strawberry wine.
Yeah, in the end of the world.
Which is how I would enjoy the end of the world.
Right. Lollipops and strawberry wine. Did you know you can make wine out of like anything?
Yeah, anything that ferments.
Right.
There's actually a playlist someone has made, Songs for the Mayan Apocalypse.
Oh, man, that is so 2011.
It's the end of the world as we know it by R.E.M.
Yeah.
Waiting for the End of the World by Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm.
All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix.
Well, Bob Dylan, but then Jimi Hendrix.
The Temptation of Adam by Josh Ritter.
John's son?
Yes.
Okay.
Tragic story. Yeah. London Calling by The Clash.
Mm-hmm.
1999 by Prince.
Was that an end of the world song?
Road to Nowhere by the Talking Heads.
Yep.
Radiohead.
Idiotech.
Kanye.
What Radiohead? Because the only one I know by them is Idiotech.
I Will.
I Will?
Yeah.
I am off
of the album Hail to the Thief.
Yeah. I don't like that. The only Radiohead I like is Kid A.
Karma Police.
Arrest this man. Yep.
It is my niece. The Postal Service. Misfits. Elliot Smith. Tom Waits.
What Tom Waits?
The Earth Died Screaming.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm Mr. End of the World. In fact, that's my boxer name. But and in this corner we have Mr. End of the World.
I modded the code in Punch Out.
I put myself in.
Yeah,
it's my weakness is my self esteem.
Yeah, what's the guy? The fat guy?
King Hippo. Yeah.
King Hippo, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. End of the World is King Hippo with a hat.
But,
a bowler.
A baller hat. Man, that hat is baller. Chris, what episode is this?
You know what?
What?
I don't know.
It's 111.
Episode 111 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yes, my name is Cole.
I'm Chris.
We're here to entertain your asses. Sorry about the schedule fuck up this past couple weeks. I was in a car accident and it kind of fucked my world a little bit. But we're back. There's nothing really funny about that, I guess.
No. The fact that those 2 weeks were like a Lucy sketch in your life.
Yeah, just kind of like running around like, oh my God, I have to give you money too? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that's running your Truman Show is playing dominoes.
Yeah. It's like he's playing SimCity and just like pressing the meteor button over and over again. Oh, fuck.
He just found the epic fail button.
Yeah, but...
What are you drinking there?
It is a cup of coffee. I apologize for slurping. It is relatively early on a Sunday afternoon.
Guess what's in stores?
What? Chris, what?
Summer Shandy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like old news. I had. Yeah. No, I like
that. Yeah.
First, let me take your... I was in an accident. I was ripped on Shandy. No, I was not. No. The Shandy gets like more publicity every year. For people who are not familiar with it, the Summer Shandy is produced by the Leinenkugel Brewing Corporation. It is a wheat beer that is mixed with lemonade, or it has lemonade notes and flavors in it.
There you go.
It is a spectacular beverage.
Check, please.
Yes, a summer sunset, a light breeze, a day on the water.
I never had it until we went golfing that day. And the lady said, oh, would you like summer shandy? And Cole says, how much more is it for a 6-pack? And she said, $1. Cole goes, oh, we're going to get that. So we're drinking it and we're hitting balls. And I said, man, this is good. It tastes like somebody mixed beer with lemonade. Cole said, and this is like the sixth hole. So God knows how many we had. I think we went back in and got more. Ah! And that comment comes out of my mouth, and Cole goes, well, it probably should. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that was the last time he got me.
I got you more recently than that.
Yeah, what was it the other day?
I forget.
Slam itching. I can't remember what it was.
No. You said something like, oh, just something like beating you off or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or just...
And then I said that thing. And then you said the other
thing. And then I said the other thing. It was like a beater so quicker than you would think it would have been, you know?
Sure. Yeah. No, you were clear that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very with it.
I was on top of it. I think my horse laudanum had just run out, so...
That's how I'm going to answer when people say, oh, how's your brother doing? Well, he has his days.
He has his days. Oh, you know, some days are better than others, I suppose.
Some days we cut up his steak. Sometimes he fixes our computers.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. So, Chris, do you have any stories for me?
Yeah. I'm going to start out in our wheelhouse.
Oh, boy. We have so many. We have so many.
An Arkansas man went to some pretty unusual lengths to impress an attractive girl. Jeff Siegel, 26, apparently thought pouring on the charm by planning an exciting or romantic date was just not enough to keep one pretty woman's attention. He and his love interest told police that they'd been attacked by a man with a knife while walking along the Lookout Pavilion. The suspect was supposedly wearing all black clothing and came out running out of a wooden area. Wooded area. Yeah.
A wooden area.
Yeah. They told law enforcement agents that the man slashed Jeff on his chest twice. Spiegel claimed he then grabbed the man and gave him a knee to the stomach. The reason that this guy was attacking them was because Jeff Siegel, in order to impress the girl, hired the man to attack them with a knife as a staged rape that Jeff was going to ward off to impress her with heroism.
So he's out there playing. He's out there playing Tetris.
Well, he's playing Craigslist.
He's playing the game. He's getting everything lined up ahead of time, and watch it all come tumbling down. So did he went to Craigslist to get this to get this murderer? Rapist,
yes,
the sex murderer.
He truly thought that he really cared about the young woman, and truly thought that the incident would help his chances at making her his girlfriend.
That's like a plot of like a late 90s sitcom. Oh man, I'm not sure that I'm gonna get Susie to date me. Listen, says the cool friend. Listen, all you gotta do, you go on the internet, you just do a search for rapists for hire, and then you just pay him a couple of bucks, and boom, you're good. And then it ends with a freeze frame, like, ha! And then the credits come up. And then the next episode is a very special episode.
You call the 800 number, and Dame Judi Dench picks up the phone.
I don't get the connection.
I don't know. I just think on a rape hotline, there'd be some sort of madam that would be running the men.
Jeez.
You know, coordinating lots of whiteboards and maps.
Yeah.
Lots of boards on the wall.
Yeah. So
there might not be any drywall in her office.
It's all whiteboard. You know, they have that whiteboard paint.
Yeah.
Just paint up a room in that and go to town.
Oh man. You think I'm crazy now.
You think I'm crazy now.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. I would kill for a room that was all whiteboard.
Yeah. The like that paint is like, it's crazy expensive though. Like, I don't know what the actual cost is. But we have it at work in some rooms. Not like all over, but specific squares. But yeah, so he hired what he thought was a fake sex criminal, but it was a real sex criminal who cut him with a knife. And so are they together? Like what's their wedding date?
He will not be getting a second date. That will not be happening.
No, well, that's too bad.
I think I'm going to, what's that thing where you just free write? What's that called? Thought, like, consciousness, something?
Like stream of consciousness.
Yeah. I think that I'm going to write a stream of consciousness on my treadmill belt.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
And I'm going to sell it as like a hipster exercise kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Call it a run on sentence.
That's the tone. Market it with your jump to conclusions, Matt. Yeah. yeah. One particular brand of the of that whiteboard paint, if for 50 square feet of it, it is $225.
Worth it. How many do they have? I'll take it all.
I will take every square foot of this paint that you have. Give me all the feet. Give me all of your square feet.
You'd wonder if they would like have graffiti walls set up for people to do their graffiti on. If they would, like in those designated areas.
Oh, they give them grants and stuff like that. They hire muralists and things.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Oh, so you like legalize it? You make graffiti dispensaries,
graffiti parks. Like they have skate parks for those douchebags.
Yeah,
why can't they? Why can't they have a graffiti park?
Yeah, like
right.
I always thought, you know, okay, town builds a skate park, and then all of a sudden there's a bumper crop of like urgent cares that pop up around it.
There's nobody ever at the skate parks.
I know that one.
They put them up and there's nobody there.
And that one in a neighboring town, I always like drive by hoping to see some sweet kickflips, and there's nothing.
No kickflips.
Like there hasn't been a Tony Hawk game for like 4 years. I don't think there's anybody tending the fire. I think that candle's done burn out. It is a sad day for people named Ollie.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Man, although if I was a skater kid, a pederast, I would probably walk up and say, "You want to see my funny foot?"
Man, there's goofy foot.
It doesn't matter.
Because he's already holding him down. But
it's already in his mouth. How can he see it?
Jesus. Yeah, no. If you're going to go after skater kids, they go fast. They get grinding on a rail.
Heavy shoes, though. Jeez.
Oh, man. Vans. Hey. That's what pedophiles and skaters have in common. Vans.
Hey, I can shop at Kohl's too.
Oh man, Chris, there's a restaurant called Kentucky Fried Chicken.
True.
Their mainstay, a big bucket of legs, thighs, and breasts. Right? You go there, they have one, you know, they've got one thing, two options, right? Do you want it regular or extra crispy? Okay, fine. Well, KFC is, you know, seeing some tough times. They're owned by Yum Brands, which is, you know, just bleeding money. You know, just they're taking a bath on the fast food market, right?
Yum Brands, that includes Long John Silver's, Taco Bell.
Used to be Arby's, not Arby's anymore. Also A&W.
And it's a Pepsi company, right?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah, the Hut.
Yeah, the Hut. Yes. Like, if you see any of these things in combination with the other, it is a Yum Brand.
It's because why? We have a deep fryer. Why not?
Because why not? Oh, man. I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the... Yeah. So it's, So they're deciding to take it in a new direction, and they're going to sell boneless bone chicken. Just a big bucket full of things that are like larger than their chicken strips, and their new slogan, Chris. I ate the bones. Somebody walks up to you, you know, you've got a bucket full of, you know, or an empty bucket that used to have a bunch of, you know, KFC in it. I say, dude, man, what's wrong with your life? Like what's happening? You burp and then you wipe some honey mustard off of your mouth with your sleeve, and you just like look at him and say, "I ate the bones."
No, I'll tell you where it's at now: artisanal bread, Froyo, and fair food.
Oh, fair food, definitely. Chris, fair season is going to be up on top of us like that.
Oh my god!
Like that.
Oh my god, it's going to be if you could combine like say a Bloomin' Onion with mm-hmm. like a Sunday topping bar.
Yeah.
Maybe put some, you know, some crushed up thin mint on your Bloomin' Onion.
Mhm.
I think you're there.
You got people walking around snacking on fried Sprite.
Dip it in Froyo?
They're dipping their fried Sprite in their Froyo, and they are waiting in line for chicken drizzlers, all right?
Oh, chicken drizzlers.
Yeah.
Oh man!
So like, I just don't understand. They're so far behind the times. you're still selling your food in stores. Out of the way, old man. Chicken and funnel cakes. It's popcorn chicken on funnel cakes. Oh man! Yep. Except instead of powdered sugar, instead of confectioner sugar, it's maple syrup.
Every slogan I can think of for the chicken without bones somehow ends up in being like sacrilegious.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like God gave them bones, we give you food.
God gave them bones. We took the bones away. Says Christopher Mueller, a dean at Boston's University of Hospitality, if it can't be held in one hand or a cup holder, don't bother making it.
If it can't fit in a cup holder,
don't bother making it.
Don't bother. See, here's the trouble with that. If you blend anything and pour it in a cup, technically it fits in a cup holder.
Yeah, yeah. Well, smoothies are all the rage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrible. I'm trying to imagine like a blended pot pie. Oh, God.
Well, like their famous bowl's not that far off. I mean, I don't want to buy Patton Oswalt's Stees, but like it's a bowl of mush that you could like put into a frosting bag and then just squeeze while you're on the go. And by on the go, I mean riding your rascal around.
I have duffel bags full of cash to buy Patton Oswalt's Stees.
Can I Patton Oswalt, come over here. I have several briefcases.
Strap a Floby to his head and suck out his Stees.
Yes. let us enter talks for your Stees.
Excuse us.
Within 5 years, chicken on the bone products of all kinds may ultimately disappear from KFC, says their chief of marketing. Our consumers will decide that. Goes on to say, most millennials don't know chicken has bones in it.
I assume you're exhausted from this.
It tires me. You know, if I end up at a if I'm hit over the back of the head and wake up at a KFC, I'll get the strip. You know, because that I can understand the desire not to have bone in, right? Like there are very specific circumstances where I will, you know, eat boned chicken, never a breast, because you're gonna fucking choke. Don't do that. You're gonna die. But like eating something with a bone in it reminds me that I'm eating a dead thing. Like
I'm going to tell you something about me. Okay. Don't do that very often.
Me, and by extension, everybody around.
I don't usually talk about you so much on here. But I'm gonna tell everyone about me. So far as I know, and I do travel the highway for sales purposes, and when I pull in to get some food, the only place that I know of that puts calories on the menu is McDonald's.
Right.
And the only place any human being would ever want to eat breakfast is at McDonald's.
Okay.
When I pull in there, because they've put calories on the menu, it makes me feel horrible and just embarrassed about what I'm doing to myself.
Those sausage biscuits, they got a ton of calories.
So listen to this, okay?
Okay.
When I say, yes, I'd like a breakfast burrito, and I scan at the calories, and I'm thinking, there is no one person who needs something else. So I order my other item and get two drinks. That way the lady at the window isn't fucking judging me.
Oh,
she thinks
no.
That they're for two people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's horrible,
but there's one
right?
person in the car.
Like an $8 breakfast, and I drink half the second coffee. That's what I don't fucking need.
Chris,
I don't want her to look at me and be like, you monster.
That's like one step away from like getting a meal at like a McDonald's and then going across to like to Wendy's to get a dessert because you're like ashamed.
I've done that between McDonald's and Burger King. Yeah, I really have.
That,
you know,
oh
there's
no.
There's no line at Burger King. I eat my McDonald's on the way to Burger King.
that's horrifying.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm not judging you. You
it
know,
it sounds like you might be relating.
No, I'm relating. I've never done that. Okay, I've never hit one and then gone for the other, or like intentionally obfuscated.
Don't make that contact. Just don't like, make eye. I see. I like Burger King because they let you scan your card and not look at them.
Right.
You gotta hand the card to Lady McDonald's, and at some point she has her hand on your card. You have your hand on your card.
Oh, and there's
and she looks
a connection.
You in the eye and she's like, "Let go of it, you monster, and let me make you die.
Let me kill you. Let me kill you. Let me hand you this loaded gun."
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Burger King. You just like you never have that spark that jumps, right?
No,
you never
no.
have. Yeah. No, it's
generally the people at Burger King you don't want to touch. So I understand the window thing.
Yeah. it's a different class of person.
Yeah. Hey, nice cat. And the answer is which one? I don't want you to make my food.
So was this, but like when you were helping me move, was that the first time you had a Chick-fil-A?
No.
Okay.
I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. and I want all of the little nuggets lined up on an erection. They won't ever serve it that way.
They will not do that, no matter how much you ask. But like they'll say, no, no, I'm so sorry that I can't help you that way today, sir. Demon
exactly.
Person. No, but
would you like me sauce? But they're, have my own.
Oh God. That's like a cult. And I don't just say that because of their crazy religious kind of thing. No, no, but they're just kind of like, how can we serve you today? Excellent choice. You ordered the nuggets for us to split, and they said that's an excellent choice, sir.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice. Eternity in hell, if they even believe in hell.
I don't think they do. I think that it's like a Halley's Comet situation. No, no, but man, like I've never pulled up to. You pull up to the drive thru and you order like your food, and like halfway through you say, "You back there, sit down, or I'll put you in the trunk." Oh, okay. You know what? I'm going to put you in the trunk now. That way, when you pull up, they think you're fighting off a bunch of kids. You know, it's like unruly kids. Then they're in the trunk now. And like, oh, we'll feed them later. And then you just like drive off later, flipping the finger. No. This is why I've like routinized my fast food consumption, right? Just like
in what sense?
I
remember this, the chicken parm sandwich from Burger King.
Oh no, that's when I drive home. I get the chicken parm sandwich or the Italian chicken sandwich from that. Yeah.
But you said that sandwich is enough food.
It is. It is enough food.
Not the combo. Just need the sandwich.
Just need the sandwich. And I'm finding
that's admirable restraint.
I'm finding that is the way to go. You get the drink for cheaper at a gas station anyway. But like, you know, like Wednesday nights after work, I swing by a McDonald's and I get some nugs. And that's enough.
No fries.
No fries.
What do you get, like a 40 piece?
No, I used to do a 20.
It's $8.99.
That 40 piece. That's like for parties. Like they market that as a tailgating solution.
Yay,
the McDonald's
Wednesday.
Tailgating solution. Yay, Wednesday. There are like no games. There are no games taking place here. We have to fry up another batch for your fat ass.
No, I think the Golden State Nuggets are playing the Raptors.
Yeah, the farm team? Yeah.
Yeah, on bouncy floor.
Mm-hmm. On bouncy floor. Yeah. But there's a Subway within walking distance of my new place here. So, you know, I think that like on Tuesdays now, it used to be go get a couple of tacos at Taco Bell. Now it's probably going to be walk down and get a BMT or something.
Get a grinder.
Yeah. A grinder.
On Asiago wheat.
A hero Asiago wheat.
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Wish they had it.
Hmm. Yeah. So they still have the spinach at the Subway.
No, oh, they do.
Yeah.
And not here.
Nope.
Nope.
I think it's a creative franchisee. But yeah.
I'm going to ask for you to agree with something, okay?
That's an awful
agree
lot.
With me.
That is an awful lot to ask of me in particular.
Olive oil is good for you.
I would say yeah. It's probably better than you know in moderation than other things. I use a lot of it.
It contains antioxidants and oleic acid.
I suppose it's tasty too.
A new study has found that olive oil makes you feel more full than other oils and fats.
It's monounsaturated.
So much so that just smelling olive oil has the same effect.
Hmm.
In this study, participants were given yogurt made with various oils. Those who got the olive oil sample showed higher levels of serotonin in their blood, the hormone signaling satiation. How do you say that?
Satiation. 66 times in the head.
Yeah. And it took less. They took in less calories for the rest of the day.
Huh.
Even compared to those who were given canola oil, which has similar properties.
Yeah.
They were like, whoa. And so they ran a second test with plain yogurt. This time they laced it with olive oil aroma extract. Sure enough, they scored better on the test for hunger control.
Huh. That's good news. I have little decanters, you know, right next to my spices. You know, one has, is that the proper term?
Cup holder.
A decanter in my cup holder. Chris, if you can't put olive oil in the cup holder, just don't bother. No, I've got a decanter of vinegar, a decanter of olive oil. Just go to town. Like, if you have that there handy, you find ways to use it, right?
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Are you telling me? I know. Tell somebody else.
I'm telling everybody. Like, just go to, you know, not Linens and Things. That hasn't been a thing for 7 years. Go to the Bed Bath and Beyond, and then you just fucking go for it.
You saw the secret to their folded towels, right?
No.
You know how they have, like, all the way to the ceiling towels that are perfectly folded?
I figure that's like books in a rich person's house. They just buy it by the foot and it's installed.
Well, kind of. There's foam that filled the shelves, and then the foam has like creases cut in it.
Okay.
And so they just take the towels and they fold it under the bottom and then press it into the creases and even in the increments that they're sliced.
Creating
the illusion of like a whole bunch of perfectly folded towels.
Creating a Wonka-esque wonderland of terry cloth and linen.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah,
that's pleasing. I think I'm going to do my bathroom in Snosberry.
That's pleasing to me. That that's pleasing to me. For as much as Bed Bath & Beyond is like a panic attack because they pack as much stuff as possible into it.
Jesus.
You know, have you ever walked into one of those things? Have you ever been in there?
Have you ever been sick for like a week, not gone anywhere, and then walked in there?
Oh, man. That's like that's like being on a deserted island for 60 years. Oh, that's God. that's like castawaying it, and then you come back. And like, oh boy, all these people now. I have to sleep on the floor because I'm not used to beds.
No shit. That's like crawling out of a bomb shelter after like 20 years of what you thought was fallout and then parachuting directly into Berenstain Bearland.
And I'm Brendan Fraser. My dad's Christopher Walken. Fuck. But
my mom's that lady that I've seen before.
Yeah. Noted character actress. Yeah, that's that is a blast from the past. Yeah, no, but, I go there to get my Soda Streamer filled, and it's problems.
That's the name of the movie.
But seven sentences later. Seven sentences later. Did I catch you in the middle of, like, a reverie, just trying to think of your own little thing?
And no, then... I said that literally for comedic effect. That's fucking what we're trying to do here, right?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Oh, man. I forget who had the story last.
I did. The olive oil.
Oh, yeah, the olive oil. Yeah. Well, since we're on the food tip... we were away for a couple of weeks while I've been recuperating, and I've wanted to kind of break the story on ASMR, but then, you know, This American Life swung in and swooped it from me.
Is that the one where, like, that you get totally fixated and, like, totally fulfilled by something crazy?
Yeah. So like...
You're almost paralyzed by...
Like, it's specifically with sound, so, like, somebody talking really, really gently and... low in an NPR style voice.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is it from?
Well, they make reference to it in the story, but it's like
creating it.
Yes. It's an internet thing. It's something that happens on YouTube. There are ladies, who do stuff like, you know, just describing, needle point or something like that. And you hear the tips of the needles going, and they say, "See here, I went with a double stitch pattern."
Is that the lady? She's like, "I know that it sounds like I have a hard candy in my mouth." But I
yeah, and they're okay. And they say, "This isn't a sexual thing, but I'm Jeff Goldblum now." No.
Meanwhile, everyone's ripped the head of their dick off. It's not sexual. Not anymore. This hurts.
But literally, do a search on YouTube for ASMR, and you'll find lots of mildly attractive women whispering, right? And it's a thing that people just listen to for hours on end. Picture Bob Ross too, like the just any kind of gentle intonation that kind of has just a little bit way too much breath to it.
So flip the grilled cheese.
You know, you notice here that it looks like it's the perfect golden brown. However, because we have it covered, because we have it covered, the cheese inside is melted. So we're not going to flip it. We're just going to let it rest on the plate, and it's going to continue to cook.
I'm going to be completely silent while we listen to the butter sizzle. Ha ha
ha! But there's an offshoot, since we're on a food tip, right? It's called whisper eating. Okay? So it's people who like to make ASMR videos.
I'm going to dip you. They put the
microphone right next to their mouth, and the camera is fixed on whatever they're eating, such as, you know, chicken drumsticks, which are going away, as we've established. Like filet of fish is really shitty food, and they go, okay, we're gonna unwrap the filet of fish. Sounds like a cow trying to get its foot out of the mud, right? But that's the thing. Like, we're going to dip as much ketchup as possible. So basically, like, just trying to recreate the sound of sitting next to a very rude person. Yeah. Whispering.
Only on the internet.
Only on the internet. Yeah. So, it's a thing. YouTube is weird.
It is weird. Talking about the internet, talking about food. An Australia specialty food store has implemented a $5 fee for just looking. There's a sign out front explaining the policy, which promises to deduct the $5 when the customer buys something.
Oh.
They say that there has been a high volume of people who use their stores as a reference and then purchase goods elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, like Amazon trolling. Just like you walk down to Kohl's and you say, like, oh, man, they have this coffee grinder here. Let me see. Yep, it's cheaper on Amazon. So you go in, you look at what it is, and then you leave and buy it elsewhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
The store owner says, I've had a gut full of working and not getting paid. I'm not here to dispense charity to other stores. An expert says, my immediate reaction would be to leave.
But then they would keep my $5.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
There's a similar example in which a shoe store charged a $20 fitting fee.
Oh. So like, yep. I'm just here scoping out some Zappos.
Whatever those are. Some Vans.
No. You go. You try on the shoe. It's kind of like, hey, awesome. I like this. What size is that? 12.5. Okay. Cool. 12.5 E. Okay. Awesome.
Then you go net hunting.
Yeah. Then you go on Zappos.com and you get it. You get it within like 2 days. Boom. It's mine now.
That's how that happens.
Yeah.
Then the question is begged to be asked, why don't they match net pricing and then go to the vendor and say, yeah.
Here's the thing. We're not going to be here to buy the shit from you if you don't give us this price. So
exactly.
Holla, as opposed to, you know, charging a cover fee for your shits. That's Australian dollars, though. So, like, $5 to them isn't that huge. That's like a year's salary for us over here.
Oh, they have the good money.
I think everybody but us has good money.
Oh, not yeah. Cyprus.
Not Cyprus. Man, who thinks about Cyprus?
They're all over the news.
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, they're telling people that they're going to take like 60% of their bank deposits.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama. People rush.
The banks are only open for like 2 hours and then all their cash is gone.
Oh, man. They need to declare bank holidays, such as what happened during the Great Depression. This has been History Lessons with those damn Ross Kids. That reminds me of there's a restaurant here in the States that was publicly shaming people on Twitter if they missed out on their reservations, or if like they put in their name and they don't call, you know, they don't come up when they're called. So it's kind of like, hey, Mandy and Philip, fuck you.
I'm sorry, we are on our fourth fillet of fish. Fourth fillet of fish.
I'm sure that we trigger ASMR. Like, just stop it. Stop that. Stop making those noises.
Ugh, God, okay, I'm done.
The worst. You're not done. You're never done.
I'm done. No, I'm done. Stop it.
It's, man. Yeah, misophonia is what that's called. When when a particular kind of noise, when you're hypersensitive to it, so like cutlery against a plate, mouth noises during, like, if you've ever been like sitting at a table with somebody and they're like, close your goddamn mouth,
that's funny.
Like, it just like causes rage. It's not because you're hearing it, it's because your mind is like singling it out as the most defensive thing in the entire world.
Tapping, that is funny.
Tapping your fingers.
There's a fetish where like people want to see stuff like just random objects jammed up inside a woman, right?
Okay.
So there like one where there's like, I want to see an Asian woman jam tech stuff inside herself? Yes, it's called misophonia.
Okay, we're done here.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Oh, man. So, Chris, there are some things that people can do.
I think, them all, and you should tell them.
Yes. Okay, cool. So you can check out duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. There you can find a list of all of our episodes, which is a good place to start. Just pick a show, any show. You can subscribe to us, leave us a rating or review on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. Use the Amazon link there. We get a little kickback from it. Helps support the network, keep the lights on. Again, I apologize for the weirdness over the past couple weeks as I have gotten my life back on track from the car accident. I would like to thank everybody who left kind words on the Facebook or on Twitter. It's really appreciated. It was definitely a big pick-me-up as I was laying in my hospital bed, like trying not to throw up, waiting for the x-ray results to come back, checking on my phone because I needed some kind of stimulus, you know, rather than the chorus of screaming voices in my head. So thank you. Is there anything I missed, Chris?
I think you got it all.
Awesome. Sorry, America.
Very, very sorry.
Who?
America.
Thank you.